Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory, my name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The Abbotsford Chamber of Commerce is helping farmers and businesses affected by the November flooding. In partnership with the Abbotsford Community Foundation and the University of the Fraser Valley, the grant of up to $5,000 is open to farmers, registered local businesses, and those with a business number. Recipients will have to submit proof of damages to receive a funding support. The grant will not support research projects and/or services covered by insurance. For a full list of conditions, visit abbotsfordchamber.com. Abbotsford's Canada Day celebration is looking for artists of any kind to take part in a community showcase. The City of Abbotsford, in collaboration with the Abbotsford Arts Council, is seeking three local artists to partake in the first in-person Canada Day celebration at Exhibition Park since 2019. Artists can work alone or as part of a collective. The art can range from visual and social to music and poetry. Artists are encouraged to engage with the community while demonstrating their artistic practice. The three chosen artists will be given a 10 by 10 space in which to work. The demonstration will take place from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and there is a $500 honorarium. The application is open to established and new artists, as well as BIPOC, disabled, and LGBTQ+ artists. For more information and how to apply, visit abbotsford.ca. Read about Abbotsford Mayor Henry Braun's interview with CIVL's Surjeet Atwal and listen online at canada-info.ca. Atwal interviewed Braun last week for Eye on the Valley. They talked about a potential 6-7% property tax increase, past floods, and how to avoid those mistakes a second time. Hear the whole discussion at canada-info.ca. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.